Well, my name is Betty Oliver. I'm a retired teacher and grew up in Bath, and we bought the cottage here. Keep going in that way. Bought the cottage here in Sabino in 1946. We had a neighbor on our street in Bath, Green Street, that owned the cottage. And he always talked to my father when he was out for a walk. And one day he stopped and he said, "I'm getting older and I find it's hard for me to take care of the cottage now." And my father said, "I'll buy it," because he'd always told him he wanted the cottage. So they settled up the paperwork on the deal, and we came down to see the cottage. For some reason, we didn't already have a key to it. I guess we didn't get that with the paperwork, and kind of peeked in the windows. I thought it was a great place because it had birds flying around inside. And for years and years, we lived with those bats because we couldn't find where they were coming in.
Wow.
But 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd wake up because the walls of the bedrooms upstairs did not go all the way to the roof. Mm. They stopped. And so the bats could fly happily overhead about 4 o'clock in the morning. Finally, we hired an exterminator that found where they were coming in, and I no longer have bats. My father was most interested in having a cottage on the salt water because he wanted to have lobster traps off his own land and a place where he could have his boat off his own land. At that time, he had a 22-foot lobster boat, and I enjoyed going out to the adventure of seeing what was going to be found in those traps on that occasion. And my spot was on the front deck of the boat. You just keep sort of out of the way and watch, because there are more things that come up in lobster traps than just plain lobsters. And so it's always sort of interesting to see what you're going to find. So we got the cottage. And to this day, I think he made a very wise purchase, because I still love it being here and looking out at nature and all that's going on here. I had a hammock in the backyard that I could swing back and forth and make believe I was on a flying carpet going around the world, their various places. There was a rope swing. And there was a tire swing. Not too many people had those, so that was quite popular when people came. There were other residents around, of course, but to get anything from a store, you had to go back up to town. And since my mother didn't drive and we didn't have a car here when my father was at work, we didn't get to town too often. Monday was our day to go to town, so we would go to town when my father was going to work, because he left the car at our house uptown and walked down to the BIW. Quite often on our way to town early on Monday mornings, we would see moose up on the road where the area we call the swamp is located. So we'd just wave to them and say hello and keep on our way to town. While we were down here, there was no electricity. We had an ice box, and there was an iceman delivery person who came around, and he would bring in, that was right in the corner of the dining room, he'd bring in the block of ice and get it into the ice box for us. And then if I wanted, I could have a chip of ice. And to this day, ice always tastes like pine needles to me, because evidently it had been stored near it. Then we also had two other delivery people down here. We had a Cushman Bakery vehicle. It was more like a big station wagon. And he would open the back and he'd lay out his wares that he thought we might be interested in. And then we'd decide what we were going to have for our treats, and my mother would pay the man. The other one we had was the Oakhurst milk delivery person. And not only did he have milk, but he also had ice cream bars, which were very popular. And for some of the time, our Oakhurst delivery person was a fellow, high school or just beyond, named Bill Haggett, who became president of Bath Ironworks.
Ooh.
So that was part of his history on the shore. I had a friend from my class at school who was staying with first her grandfather and parents, and then they eventually moved to stay with the father's great aunt down here. That was down the other side of the hall. So we would spend a lot of our daytime going back and forth across the front of the cottages along the shore to see what was happening at the other one's house. In 1949, we got electricity down Savino Road. And my aunt and uncle came from Chicago because he was an electrician, and he helped my father wire the cottage for electricity. So that was a good advantage. In 1954, my father decided to downsize his lobster boat because he wanted to take a trip to California to see the several sisters and brothers that he had. My father had moved here from Scotland, and he stayed in the Bath area where he first came. But the other ones that came to the United States had ended up in various parts of California. So he had saved up 6 weeks of vacation, and we drove to California toward the various spots where the relatives lived and drove back to Maine just in time for school to start. So then he had a skiff, that's the lobstermen seem to have a lot, and an outboard motor. So after a while, I got so I could steer that outboard motor cozy right up to those buoys so that he could pull the traps, and I could still watch what was coming out of the traps, and I learned to really run an outboard doing that.
What other sorts of things?
Sometimes there'll be some kind of a fish in there. There was always brown crabs at that time, not the stupid green ones we have now, but the good, useful ones that if you buy crab meat at a fish market, that's what they are, these brown crabs. And my mother, during the season when the traps were in the water, would sit on this front porch every Sunday afternoon and pick out crabs, so there was enough crab meat that my father could have 2 crab meat sandwiches in his lunch each evening when he was at BIW. So, and sometimes she had a helper because we had a cat, and the cat liked the smell of the crab meat, and the cat would sit right there and wait in case she would drop something. I've just always enjoyed being here and watching nature. I had a little rowboat with my name, Betty Ann, across the back of it that I would go out into occasionally, and then I kind of outgrew it and got used the skiff. And then the skiff was kind of muddy from hauling the lobster traps, and that didn't suit this teenage girl too much. So at that point, we got an aluminum boat that was just not for hauling traps, but just for taking pleasure rides. And there's always seems to be something going on the river, whether it's a boat or a duck or animals. There's an egret's nest out on Bragdon Rock. It's been rebuilt a number of times, but they've always, we used to watch the egrets fly over here to get twigs, sticks, and they don't get them off the ground. They fly by the tree, grab it with their talons, and snap it off.
Why do you think they do that as opposed to taking them off the ground?
It's just their way, or they may be scared to get down on the ground and think they won't get back up.
Okay.
I don't know how good they are at. I saw one get a fish out of the water the other day, and he had no trouble getting up with that, but I'm not sure what, but it was just interesting to think that they did that instead of, you know, they could see it, I suppose, up on, but, you know, mainly things, we would come down with my parents, oh, back up to when I was coming here with my parents, we would come down here at the end of June when school was out, and we would stay until Labor Day when school was getting ready to start. We would sit here and watch the sunset on Labor Day night, and then we'd go back up to Bath and stay in the house for the winter. We'd come down on the weekend for the day, but for some reason we never came down and spent the night. We just brought our picnic and came down and did whatever we were going to be doing and went back up to town again.
So it sounds like you established traditions.
Yes,
and then you just
right. Yeah,
stuck with
the way we did it. And it was nice watching the sunset because, of course, each night it changes its location. And my father-in-law tried to get a picture of where it was each time to see the route that it took.